We want to inspire our children to achieve as much as possible. And we tell them, you can accomplish whatever you want if you will only put enough effort. You can become whatever you desire and nothing can stop you. Such a child grows up believing that he can choose any path in life. He just has to decide what he wants. And then he encounters Judaism, which says that he is obligated to do something or he is not allowed to do something because he was born Jewish. How can the fact that I was born Jewish dictate what I should be doing? I can choose the religion I want. I can do whatever I want. No one can limit my choices, he exclaims. And this is understandable. The Torah's ideas contradict the inspirational slogans he heard from his childhood. But the controversies of these inspirational slogans go far beyond Judaism. You can become whatever you want and nothing can stop you sounds beautiful, but it contradicts science, biology, psychology, sociology. We are born with specific genes and they give us our talents and our limitations. Our psyche was shaped by our life's experiences, and as a result, it has its advantages and disadvantages. We are limited by the conditions of our society. When we encourage children by telling them that they have no limits, we are not telling them the truth. We are trying to inspire them by telling them myths. One day they will face the reality of life and they will discover that they were fed pleasantly sounding fairy tales. They will be forced to live with contradictions between what they have been taught and what they see in real life. These contradictions might cause them to start doubting themselves. And then our attempt at inspiring them will backfire. And the problems of these fairy tales that are being taught to children in modern secular Western culture don't end there. If I can become whatever I want, then everyone else can become whatever they want too. So I can be you and you can be me. It turns out that I have no individuality. I cannot be unique. If I want to be like my neighbor, I can. And if my neighbor wants to be me, he also can do that. Now we understand that when Stalin said everyone is replaceable, he was simply stating the logical conclusion of the ideology of the Western secular world. Judaism has a different view. The Torah believes that every person is unique. This means that I was born with my abilities that are unique to me. But this also means that I have limitations that they came with. And perhaps these limitations are unique to me as well. Why? Because I was born for a mission that was designed for me. To fulfill this mission, I was given the needed talents that others don't have and the restrictions that will help me not to spread myself too thin and prevent me from getting sidetracked. If I'm not capable of developing a certain ability, it means that I don't need it for my mission. This applies to my practical talents and to my spiritual talents as well. Maybe we are better off inspiring our children not by telling them secular fairy tales, but by telling them the truth of the Torah, that says that their both physical and spiritual nature are unique. No, they cannot become whatever they want, but they can, having seen who they were born, use their uniqueness to the greatest extent and do what only they can do. If I can become whoever I want, I will be replaceable. If I have to do what I was born to do, then I'm unique. I was born a Jew. My birth defines a specific spiritual mission in my life. Because of this, I have unique spiritual talents, which the world is waiting for me to implement. And the limitations that these talents also come with.